Welcome to The Convo. I am your host, Lakeisha Mosley. I'm a mom, a blogger, a brand influencer, and the event producer of my own event management company called The LM Experience. On The Convo, you'll hear conversations with some of the most profound entrepreneurs from all over the world as they share with us their wins and their losses. They'll also share tips and tricks with you that will help you be successful along this journey called entrepreneurship. Let's get started with the show.
You love live streams, and we love live streams. And what we all know about live streams is that they're hard to find. A pain in the ass, even. Often, you find out about them after they've already happened. And how helpful is that? Introducing Yak.live, a website that puts all live streams in one place so they're easy to find, easy to add to your calendar, so you never miss another one again. Whether you're looking for more from Lakeisha, a yoga session, or John Legend live performances, Yak.live has the streams you're looking for and those you've yet to discover. And if you'd like your live streams to be on Yak.live, you can do that too. Yak.live is the official home of all live streams.
Dynamic, intentional, and driven by purpose are just a few words that describe Maxine Pearl Phillips McCoy. She's the founder and president of Levelist, a subsidiary of GAMS Unlimited Life and Career Coaching. Maxine has over 3 decades of human resource experience and is known as the job search strategist. She is the 8th of 12 children and the first in her family to receive a college degree. Ms. Maxine is very active in several organizations and is a lifelong learner. Listen in to our episode. Thank you so much for joining me today on Convo with Keisha. Ms. Maxine, it's so great to have you. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. Thank you.
It's so exciting to talk with you. I've talked with you before on my racism panel. You're like the elitist of HR professionals. So I want you to start by telling the listeners a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Maxine Pearl Phillips McCoy. That's a mouthful right there in itself. And that lets you know that my life has been truly full. And one of the things that makes it full is because I'm able to help individuals to identify their natural God-given abilities and then help them strategize that into what should their life and career look like. Mm-hmm. So because of that, I'm a career strategist, a life coach, a mother, a grandmother, and a great grandmother.
Wow. Hands full, Ms. Maxine, huh?
Yes.
As well as the business and things you do to help other professionals, you know, get their entire lives together.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. So let's start with, you know, what propelled you to start your own business?
Well, you know, I was at a crossroad in life, and I was working for this telecommunications company and absolutely loved everything that I did because, again, I was helping individuals to excel. But it came to a point where the company decided it wanted to close its doors in the RTP area. And I had already just started a program at North Carolina State University called business coaching. And my business mentor had given me 10 questions to complete. The last question of those 10 questions, I started typing it out. Mm-hmm. The question was, what have you been procrastinating on doing that would bring you fulfillment? I tell you, Lakeisha, when I started typing, I answered it 2 ways. One, to start a business, and to write a book. When I finally stopped typing about what was inside of me on starting a business, I had 20 pages.
What?
20 pages. So what does that tell you?
Oh, you was ready. Like, that was your calling right there.
That was it. That was the calling. Yes, ma'am, the ministry. what my purpose is right now. So when I was told that the doors of this organization, they were closing the doors and that my job was redundant and I would be losing my job by the end of the year, I didn't fret. I knew what my calling was. I knew what my ministry was going to be. And that was to start the business that I had just written out. And I have not looked back.
Wow. That is so amazing. Like, that gave me like goosebumps. Like, it was to a T. You just like needed to tap into it. Oh my God.
Yes, it was there all along. And when I really think about it, it was there even as a child. Because I've always been the type of person that people would gravitate towards and ask questions because I've always been curious. My mama used to call me nosy. But I used to tell her, Mom, I'm not nosy. I'm just curious. I want to know what these people know and how they do it, why they do it, and how can I do it?
Exactly.
And so, yeah, as a little girl, I was always curious and I always was around older women. And I looked at them as wisdom. Right. They could impart their wisdom into me. I just had to understand how to go about implementing the things that I knew God wanted me to be doing.
Yes, yes, yes. That is so true. Oh my God, Ms. Maxine. I love that. Like, and it, you know, sometimes I feel like we kind of suppress those things because we want to do what everybody else thinks we should do or what society says we do. And then when we're forced into situations, you know, like a job, you know, losing could be coming to an end, then it's like we really tap into that inner strength that we have to say, well, what else can I do?
Exactly. And I'm so thankful that it was revealed during the time that I was writing this out, because I had no idea that the job was actually closing. It was going to be closing. That was a surprise, aha moment. You know, but then the fact that I had something to fall back on. And the other thing that happened was the fact that when I was told on a Monday that the job was closing and that Tuesday, being in the position that I'm in as a manager, I had to literally go and assist with closing another location in Florida. Oh. Lakeisha, while I was gone, God decided to call my husband home.
Oh.
Unexpectedly.
Yeah.
In the same week.
Wow.
And so again, here's another crossroads at life. I could either what, crawl under a rock and stay there, or I could stand and right. stand firm on what I believe that God had chosen me to start doing, the assignment right. that he had given to me. And if I accepted that assignment, I could not crawl under that rock and stay there, because I had people that I needed to help to make sure that they don't crawl under a rock and stay there.
Exactly. That just speaks of your resilience. That just speaks of just how strong you are. Because I know a lot of people would have done just that, climbed under that rock and stayed there and then miss out on blessing other people. I heard a speaker say just yesterday, she was like, we're hiding behind things that we're fearful of. And yes. we're not letting people get the blessing that we have for them.
That's right. That's so true.
Oh my gosh. Well, certainly, you know, condolences to you on that. I know that could be tough, but I mean, you've come back with a vengeance. You have really, really done something. So what has been one of those profound achievements in your life?
Well, you know, one of the profound achievements in my life took place while I was a manager at another telecommunications company in another state. And this is something that you cannot put on a resume, no matter how you try to frame it. And that's one thing about what I do. I help individuals to try to make sure they bring out their achievements. But there are some achievements that you've done that does not belong on a resume. And this particular achievement that I did was to help a young lady regain her voice. She lost her voice and the willingness to even speak because of a devastation that happened to her and her family. But lo and behold, God had chose me as her manager. And because of the rapport that I've always had with my employees, because they work with me, not for me.
Yeah.
And therefore, she trusted me. Even the doctor had to consult with me and ask me if I would be the one that would be a part of her healing process. And I would go there once or twice a week to her home and sit and talk and read and just let her, whatever she wanted to say, say it. Yeah. Because she was not really talking. But over the months, she began to open up, like almost like a, you know, as they say, a rose bud. Yeah. You tightly close and eventually you start blooming and it become that big, beautiful rose. And that's what happened. And I was able to even help her get back to work, start talking, because everything she did was talking. It was a call center. But she became an outstanding employee and she's living her life to the fullest. Now, that's something that you cannot put on a resume.
Exactly. That is awesome. Like, that is truly a blessing. Like, it's amazing. And think of, like you just said, it was something that God had already ordained for you to be able to do and to come into someone's life and just really help them blossom and grow like that.
Yes.
That, and you know, it's funny how life will just knock the wind out of us.
Yes.
We just seriously cannot breathe, but God always sends an angel like you to help us get past those things and be able to move forward. So I really, really commend you on that. That's awesome.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. But there's so many of us have done that, that, you know, we all have a story.
Yes, ma'am.
And we don't know each other's story until we have an opportunity to share it. Exactly. And that's when you start hearing about the profound things that people have done that it didn't take a degree to do. It didn't take a certification to get in order to make it happen. All it took were your innate abilities. And that's why I love doing what I do with my company, because it's all about helping them to either discover or to identify what their innate abilities are so that they can start living their fullest life.
Yes, that's so true. So let's talk about your company. So you have an overarching company called GAMS Unlimited, right?
Yes.
So you created another company, right? You added something, Levelist.
I added Levelist, yes, which is a division of GAMS Unlimited, and Levelist HR and Career Consulting. But the word Levelist is what I like to focus on, because it's about achieving continuous success.
Wow.
I use a quote that says, "The sky is not the limit." So don't limit yourself.
Right.
Levelist is about not telling yourself you're going to get to a certain level. Because if you are achieving continuous success, you don't have to worry about getting to a particular level.
That's true.
You just continue to achieve what God has given you to do. Exactly. And you don't stop.
Wow. And you know, Ms. Maxine, do you think some people just don't tap into that because they don't know how? They need like that guidance and that kind of push from, you know, you people in your profession to get there? Or you think we know it and we just don't act on it?
It's a little bit of both.
Okay.
It's a science and it's an art. You know, many times, I mean, I put it like this. When I was a young lady about the age of 11, and I told you people gravitated towards me and I would always be curious and ask them questions. And before we knew it, we had some solutions. I didn't know what I was doing. I did not know what it was called. It wasn't until later in life that I realized it was called what? Coaching or consulting. Yeah. I wasn't a therapist. I didn't have any formal training on that. Yes, and so people have all these great abilities and strengths within themselves, but they don't know it. They have not identified it. And it's not about us who are coaches is going to help them get to that point, because we can, but there's a criteria in which I'm working with individuals. They must want it. Yes. And they must be ready for it.
Yes.
Even if we help them tap into it, if they don't want it and they're not ready for it, they're not going to take it and start using it.
That's right. That's right. I mean, I think about when you said like at 11, you know, people being so drawn to you, you being able to just really like be an integral part of their life, even at 11. So let's go back. Let's go back. So if you could give that 11-year-old one word of wisdom, what would it be and why?
Understanding.
Mm.
Because no matter how much wisdom we acquire, if we do not understand how to apply it, it's just like not having it. And that's where you have to have the mentors, your coaches, you know, and that's where you have to have role models, your parents, someone that you can bounce your ideas off of, talk them through. Now, we have to be careful who we even talk to, you know, share this information with, because there could be some naysayers in the bunch.
Right.
So you have to be very selective, because some people can turn your ideas and just crunch them right away. But if you have that understanding of who you are and whose you are, you're never going to let anybody to crush your dreams.
That's so true. That's so true. But again, I think it's what you say, like being able to tap into that innate ability that you have and you know that you have. But I think also too, we have to get connected with the right people, because we alone can't do that.
That is true. That is true. And that's where you have to seek out individuals that you know. First of all, some individuals you already know.
Yeah.
Someone within your family could have that strength that they can help you and then, you know, serve as a mentor. It could be someone in your church, someone in your community, someone in your school. And yes, it could be someone that you seek out that another person perhaps has referred you to.
Right.
You know, but you, and nowadays you have to be very careful about who you're going to allow to impart information into you.
Exactly.
Be very careful about that.
Yes, we have to be very, very careful about what we allow in to our being and to our life, because you're right. Like, it can really affect us. I remember when I first stepped out and I was like, okay, I'm just done with this job. And it was just recently I did that. The first thing somebody said was, girl, why you left that salary grocery store manager job to do your own thing?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what? Why would you say that to me? Somebody, Miss Maxine, who I thought was my friend, who I thought was rooting for me.
Right.
You know, and not to, and I don't feel like she was being, I guess, malicious, but maybe they don't understand that entrepreneurial spirit. And so if I had allowed her to get next to me, I would have been like, oh, did I make the right decision? Oh, should I have not stepped out?
I know. And just think about it. You're not the only one that has done that or gone through that. I mean, I have already asked myself that too. Am I making the right decision by staying out here? It's not necessarily struggling, because I love what I do. I'm passionate about what I do. I can do it in my sleep. I mean, I do it without even being paid sometimes, you know? Yeah. So, you know, you have a love for it if you can do it that way. But it's because if you understand that this is what you've been commissioned to do, this is the assignment that you have accepted. Because when I believe in a higher power other than myself, so when he taps you and say, Lakeisha, here's the assignment that I have for you. And he lays it out. So you're hearing the voice and he's laying out your instructions. You have to be obedient to step forward and start implementing those instructions.
Exactly.
So when you have that willpower, that know-how, and you have that trust and that faith, then again, nothing and nobody should be able to stop you.
Exactly. Exactly. They won't. I mean, you won't even allow it. Like you say, you won't even allow it to happen. And it's also a part of being obedient and being submissive. You know, when I first felt him call onto me, like to do that, I was just like, okay, God, like what? I just got to this good job and I just got this good raise and I just got this, you know? And then a friend was talking and I was just like, oh, do I sound like her? Like she was complaining about this job like over and over and over. And then I started reading this book called Dangerous Prayers and I started to pray those prayers and I felt a whole lot better about what I felt God was telling me to do. And I started praying, God, send me, use me.
Yes.
And yes. I was like, everything just started coming down around me, but I feel like I was obedient and submissive to his will and that he's going to help guide me
to what
to be doing.
And remember, we always hear where if he gives us the vision, he'll make the provision.
Yes.
We just have to be obedient.
Exactly.
And be a vessel.
Yep. But we missed it.
That's it.
We want to look ahead, Miss Maxine, and see what it looked like. Oh, okay, well, in 3 months, I'm going to do this. No, that's not what he said.
No, we have to be careful about trying to go ahead of him. You know, when he's guiding us, he's guiding us. He's the one that's leading. He's doing the leading. We have to be the follower at that point.
Right.
And when he's ready, then he'll allow us to become the leader.
Exactly. Exactly. That's so awesome. You said wisdom, like understanding, you know, even patience, you think sometimes, because we want to just get to the next level so fast when we haven't even done the work at you know, where we are.
That's right. That's right. You know, and the thing about it, Lakeisha, is that when we have patience, we will not have to backtrack and redo. When we allow ourselves to just be patient with him and allow him to continue to guide us. I mean, we're all guilty. You know, none of us are perfect. So it's going to happen. I've, you know, done it, you've done it, and probably will do it again.
Yeah.
It's just that we have to be conscious of it.
Exactly. Exactly. We definitely have to do that. So you have this quote, you say, the sky is not the limit. Help us understand your thoughts behind that quote.
The reason why I came up with the sky is not the limit is because the cliche is always what?
The sky is the limit.
And so with an assessment that I do, they help individuals to understand their innate abilities. And I took it, at becoming certified to deliver it. I'm a specialist. And a specialist is someone who likes to be the subject matter expert.
Yes.
I'm going to study. I'm going to research. I'm going to do whatever I need to do in order for some, if someone should ask me a question, I need to be able to help them come up with a solution. So in doing that, and all the research, and I thought, this cliche, the sky is the limit, is not true.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many cliches out here that are not true, but we believe them because what? We constantly hear them.
Yep.
So it becomes a habit. The sky is the limit. We tell our children, the sky is the limit. And I started telling my children, no, the sky is not the limit. Right. You can be anything you want to be as long as you want to be it. Mm-hmm. And you want to do the work that's necessary to get you there. Just be honest at what you're doing. Be ethical.
Exactly.
And then I was in an airplane and I'm taking a flight. And so I'm looking out the window and I'm like, the sky is not the limit. Because what we see in the sky, they go to the moon.
Yes.
There's a sun. There's different planets.
Yeah.
There's different layers to the atmosphere. So what we see as the sky is not the limit. So we look beyond that. We look ahead. We envision where we see ourselves going, the legacy that we want to leave while we're here on this earth.
That's true.
So when we're no longer here, our legacy lives on.
Yep.
So that's why the sky is not the limit.
Exactly. That's a good analogy. I mean, think of when listeners, I know y'all over there like, wow, this is awesome. Because we are told that, we say that. I heard somebody say that just yesterday on an Instagram Live. The sky's the limit, guys. Like, you can do this. There's nothing stopping you. But if you think about it, if the sky is the limit, it is stopping. Something is stopping you because you're saying you can only get to the sky level.
That's right.
Yes, words are powerful. And we really have to watch the words that we say. We need to really think about these cliches that we say all the time, how they do affect our psyche, and how they're not true. Some of them are not true.
That's true. It's so right. They're not true. And society wants us to believe that they are, because then it starts limiting our way of thinking.
Exactly.
You know, and that leads me into another workshop that I do is called the Achievement Mindset.
Oh, wow.
Because if you are the type of person who are always thinking and believing that you can achieve, that's how you can be levelless.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's achieving continuous success. You know you're going to be successful. And successful is your definition, not someone else's definition of success.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, I love that. Okay, you touched on Levelist. I love it. I love it. I love it. I want the listeners to really pay attention to this because I really want you to tell us, like, what does it mean and how do you, as the professional, who this is your thing, how do you help people become Levelist? Because I think we really need that right now.
Ms. Maxine is really dropping some nuggets, y'all. I hope you are paying attention. We'll take a short break to hear a word from our sponsors, but we'll be right back.
Well, Levelist, the definition, now in the text bar, in the dictionary, the Levelist means without levels. Mm-hmm. Maxine's definition is achieving continuous success. And remember what I said about success? It's on your terms.
Exactly.
Not someone else's terms exactly. of success. And the way I help individuals to achieve, become Levelist is with the achievement mindset process model that I take them through. And I'll give you the first three, is seven parts to it, but the first three are so critical because you cannot go out of order. They must be done in a sequential order. And the first part is to see it. And that it is who you are, what you know about yourself, where you want to go, what you're doing at that given time. That's the it. It depends on what's happening in your life. Mm-hmm. But the C part, the S-E-E, is your envision, your dreams, your aspirations. What do you aspire to do, become, and leave as a legacy while you're here? And that C, it can be a goal. It can be the career. You know, it could be, you know, a job that you're seeking. It depends. But the next part is to know it, the K-N-O-W-I-T. Mm-hmm. And the know is who you are from your core, what your natural abilities are, what your strengths are, what your interests are, what your beliefs are, what have your family told you, you know, how your health is playing a part of this. That's to know it without a shadow of a doubt that you know what you're capable of doing, and you know that you can do it. So the next part is to believe it. You can see it and you can know it, but if you don't believe in yourself, you're not going to do anything more. You're right. Not going to plan. You're not going to execute. You're not going to achieve. You're not going to do any of those. So that's why the first three steps are so critical in the achievement mindset. You have to change your mindset. There's a video that I use in a workshop called Change Your Words and You'll Change Your World.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, so when you get that achievement mindset, then you're able to do all the great things that's going to happen in life.
Right. I love that, Ms. Maxine. It's like, it's so many things that cause us to not do what we should be doing.
Right.
It's because of that whole mindset thing. I think you hit the nail on the head when people ask me, like, well, what made you decide to start a business, or how did you juggle all? It was mindset.
Yes.
You know, I had to change my mindset from employee to employer, and how I work with people and people don't work for me.
I love it. And I always tell leaders when I'm working with my executives, I always tell them, make sure that you have a mindset that your employees are working with you, not for you.
Mm-hmm.
You work together. It's collaboration. It's belonging to a team, and they know that they mean something on their team and they're bringing value to that team.
Right. I think a lot of people miss out on that. I interviewed a gentleman not too long ago. His name is Mark. He wrote a book, How to Give a Damn. And in the book, he talks about corporate executives, like they figure out why people don't want to stay with their companies. And he's like, because you don't care.
Yes.
You don't show that you care. You show that you work for me, you do as I say, or as the company culture says, and that's it. And a lot of people leave.
That's it. They don't leave companies, they leave the managers, or they leave the leaders. They leave the culture.
Exactly. Exactly. That is so, so true. So Levelist is definitely something you listeners should definitely look into and check out. So you have a book of transformation, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Yes, I love just the title alone. Like, it's just, that's just powerful within itself. So what caused you to author that book?
A dream. A dream. When I work with my clients, one of the things that I have them to do as part of that Levelist process, we're talking about that achievement mindset process, is to journal. To journal your journey, how things are progressing, what's troubling you, what's exciting you, what changes have you made. And so one night I had gone to sleep, and in that sleep, I was given the vision of the book. The book was about transformation, but it's not about my transformation. It's about helping people to write about their transformation. Because what I do is I do transform generations, because I work with the youth as well as adults.
Oh, yeah.
And so with that book, there was a letter that I had to write to the writers. And it talked about me journaling a particular point in my life where I was truly out of getting ready to leave this world, because I was sick from 1 week. Next thing I would know, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 6 months. I didn't know why. And the doctors could not figure out why. And I decided to journal the food that I was eating. And in journaling the food, it helped me to understand that there was a certain ingredient in the food that was causing all these reactions.
Oh, wow.
And it was preservatives. And I started documenting all the preservatives. I started doing all the research. So I've written a white paper on MSG and all the sicknesses that it causes and how it kills brain cells and so forth. And in that taught me even though I journaled as a child, or what they call it, a diary. So you hope your parents didn't find it. But as an adult, I really emphasize journaling because it's healing, it's restoring, it's refreshing, right. It's renewing, and it helps you to talk about yourself to yourself, by yourself, and you don't have to share with anyone else unless you want to.
Unless you want to, yep.
Now, the name of the journal is called Transformation, Write, Share, Live. So as you're writing about your transformation, when you write about it, it's a letter to yourself. But you decide who you want to share it with. You can share it with the world. You can share it with your family. You can put it in a book. You can turn it into a movie. You can make it an HBO special.
Yeah.
So there's so many things that you can do when you journal. And then, you know, write, share, live. When you're no longer here, your legacy lives on.
It sure does.
And I tell everybody, what was the very first journal that was written? The Bible.
Yep. Sure.
The Bible helps us to understand the transformation. It helps us to understand all the miracles. It shows the patterns of the world.
Yes.
The stories.
That's so true. That's like the main book.
The main journal.
The main journal we should be definitely tapping into and using as a basis. But you're so right, like, it's so freeing. I remember when I first started in therapy, my mom had passed, and then like 10 months later my dad passed away. And
oh wow.
I was dealing with a lot.
Yes.
And so my therapist was like, well, you need to start journaling. I'm like, what will I say? Like, I don't know what to say. She's like, you're thinking too hard about it. She was like, you really need to just get your feelings out. She was like, just don't think about it. Just set a timer and just start writing. And before you knew it, I was writing. I was writing things that I didn't even think I was feeling.
Right.
Or that were in my subconscious. And then from there, it was like, okay, some of these things I can share. And I started a blog. And so now I have a blog with all these subscribers who visit. And I get to share experiences, but I also get to feature, you know, great women like yourself and talk to other women about how they overcame. So it's so key. I hope the listeners are really catching on to that it's so important to get those dreams out.
Oh, man. I mean, I've helped individuals to write a book because of their journaling. I met this one lady who told me she journaled, and now she turned it into a play. She was at the Black Theater Festival about 2 years ago, and she had told me about her, how she turned it into a play. It's like, these are the type of things that you don't get a chance to tell people about that you do in the background. Exactly. And no one knows. And it's not necessarily that you need to tell it. It's just that if you're making your mark and your imprint on the world, that's what's important.
That's so important. That's so important. It's almost like you think about as we, you know, we transition through life, it's like those next steps.
Yes.
What's next? What's next? Okay, God, you called me to be this vessel, and I know you may not want to keep me in this spot. So what's next, you know, for me?
Just be open. Always remain open and humble, like you said, and he will guide you. There's no doubt about it. And not only that, when you are somewhat fearful, and we, you know, that has happened to all of us as well. So when you're fearful, but you must believe. If you believe, he's going to make the provision. Not only that, he's going to put the right people in your path when you need them.
Yes, he will. And we sometimes, Ms. Maxine, we don't even know it.
No,
we don't even know it because we think we know everything. We don't even know that this person is here to do just that because we're so lost.
Exactly, exactly. But the minute we stop,
yeah,
and we be in tune with what's going on and take away self,
yes,
and think about, it's not about what's in it for me, but what can I learn from this to be able to pay it forward to help the next person?
Exactly.
Because I'm a true believer that the more you give, the more you will receive.
Yes. Yes. That is so true. I've seen it 1,000 times over and over and over. And I think a lot of times people miss out is that you have to give freely and with an open and a good heart. And God always gives you almost double, triple, quadruple what you
get. 10 times. Yes, 10 times he rewards you for whatever you've given. Yes.
So true. So I really love how empowering and uplifting you are, especially now with this global pandemic. You know, I was telling someone the other day, we were talking, and she was actually interviewing me for her podcast, and she said, well, what do you think is so different about the times that we're going through now? I say that everybody's affected. Normally, it's this country that's affected, or it's that country, this state or that state. You know, like a hurricane, it may go through 2-3 states, but it doesn't affect the entire country in that same way.
Right.
Thing has affected everybody all over the world in such a way, especially when it comes to employment and job seeking. So I know that I have some listeners, you know, that may be looking for a job. You know, what advice would you give them?
Well, first of all, tune in on Wednesday nights at 7:30 Facebook Live. And I have a Facebook Live that I do in order to give you career strategies and resume tips. We have a private Facebook group that I'm posting job openings over there. Mm-hmm. And even in October, I've been asked, when are you going to actually have a resume workshop? Because it's all about getting that resume ready. You know, you have to get that resume ready in order to make sure that you not only show your brand and your achievements, but you also must get it through what is called the applicant tracking system.
Yes.
But think about these thousands of people who are applying for jobs. There's no way a human resource person can look at every single resume that comes to them. So their majority of them are using an applicant tracking system. So let's get you ready. So there's a workshop coming up in October that's going to be beneficial. So please go out there on Eventbrite. It's called Resume That Rains Success.
Yes.
And we're going to help you become successful at getting that ideal job that's right for your innate abilities, exactly. Not just any job.
Right, right. Oh, I love that. And I'll make sure I get the details from you and I'll put it in the show notes so they can join your Facebook group. They can make sure that they're tuned in to your live as well as sign up for your workshop. I think we all, even as business owners, should have a really good resume. I just recently was asked to be a presenter at a conference, and they asked for my resume. And yeah. I was like, what? I had to go brush it up, Miss Maxine, because I think I'm going to be at this writing workshop myself.
I hear you. I hear you. But you know what? As a business owner, what you could do is you can convert that resume into what is called a CV. And that's, you can give them a one pager, which is a nice high level overview of your work history without producing a full resume. So there's another way that we can work yours out.
Okay. That sounds awesome. Cause I was totally like, wait a minute, you want a resume? Are you serious? And then it was like, okay, Lord, do I remember what happened in this class? I'm over there Googling, like, okay, what in the world? But I mean, I guess I just wanted to see we had one, but it's so important to have those things at our fingertips. Here I am in panic mode, like, okay, girl, you just stepped out, say you want this opportunity, and you're not even prepared.
Say that again. That I love that word, prepared.
Yes. Yes, we asking for stuff, Ms. Maxine, and ain't ready.
That's right. That's it. That's what I'm trying to get them to understand. You must be prepared. I remember James Brown used to say, if you stay ready, you don't have to worry about getting ready.
Yes, he did. That is so true. So, yes, listeners, I hope y'all are listening to your girl. I'm telling you, I was not prepared at all, and it was a scramble to do that. So we don't want to do that, people. Those of us who, you know, are business owners, let's connect with Ms. Maxine to get our stuff right, as well as those of you who are looking for jobs. You know, I have the information for you to join her group, but we need to be ready. We need to stay ready so that, you know, we won't miss out on these opportunities, because you're right. It could be that one resume that recruiter is looking at. And everybody else's look the same, but yours is written so well that they're like, okay,
That's right. I always say, put those achievements in their face. Don't let them have to guess at anything. Exactly. Give them what they want.
Exactly. That's so true. So let's talk about, you know, at this point, some people could benefit from having, say, a career or even a life coach. And I know some people feel like, oh, there they go, you know, talking about these people that want to take my money. But I think they're so, so important. So how can one of those coaches, you know, like, help others take charge of their careers and or their lives?
Well, one of the things that a coach does, now, many times people misunderstand what a coach is all about. First of all, you have a mentor. A mentor is someone who's going to take you under their arm. They're going to give you the answers and help pave the way and introduce you to people and so forth. Then you have a consultant. A consultant is going to actually take whatever your goals are. And again, they're going to help you map it out and give you suggestions and opportunities. You know, a coach is someone who's going to question you because you have the answers already within you. We just help to extract what you already have within you. We help you to envision what it's going to look like when you're at that level or at that achievement or at that accomplishment or at whatever it is that you're trying to get to. Mm-hmm. If it's, you know, getting your degree, if it's getting a PhD, if it's getting transitioning to a new position or promotion, we just help to extract out of you what you already have within. And when we do that and you envision it, then you start actually believing it and seeing it and start acting on it.
Yes.
We help to just guide you. We're not giving you the answers. It's all about accountability. If you tell us you're going to do this, then we're holding you accountable to do it.
Exactly.
You know, we help you strategize, but it's about accountability.
Exactly. Exactly.
I mean, it's beautiful when... The other thing about a coach is when you asking these thought-provoking questions to your client and the clients start giving their answers and you say, well, tell me more. Give me a little bit, just give me some additional, you know, examples. And before long, Lakeisha, you see that look in their eyes and it's like, oh, I can't believe it. Yes, you're right. This is it. So they land on it and it's that aha moment.
Yep.
It's priceless.
It really is. And it makes you feel like, you know, your entire purpose is just, it's just there. You know, I work with a coach, and I hired her actually like probably a few months prior to me stepping out from my job. And I was really like leery at first. And she said one day, you know, we were practicing, you know, how to really get our businesses in front of people. And I did something. She was like, you get it. Like you, I was confused. I didn't know if you got it, but you get it. Like you
yes. really
get it. And she was like, so happy.
Yes.
She was like, oh my gosh, you really, really get it. And I was like, yeah. She's like, sometimes I just wonder, like, especially when you have people that are high performing or, you know, high functioning. She say, sometimes you all come in and you don't listen to a coach. You're just paying a coach, but you're not listening to what they're saying. I want to say that to the listeners too. Listen, do what they say. They're going to hold you accountable.
That's right.
Very well.
And I love that you said listen, because there is a difference between listening and active listening.
Right.
See, you listen to hear us. But when you're active listening is when you question back or you respond back. Also, I'm understanding you to say, you know, or you echo back. And then that way it helps us to understand that you're truly active listening. You lean forward to want to know more, hear more. That's active listening.
That is. And it's important to do that. I had, one of the people in our, when we do the group coaching, and she does it in jest, but she always asks, you know, she says, girl, you're going to ask questions. You're going to make sure you get it. I say, honestly, I don't feel like I'm just that, high advanced to where I just got it because she said it one time. Like, I want you to break it down to me like a six-year-old if I don't get what you're saying. Because this is my life. This is my legacy. This is my livelihood that's on the line. And if I have a gift to give to others and she's helping me tap into that gift, then I need to understand it like a six-year-old.
Good, good. And not everyone wants it broken down to that granule, but it's so good that you share with her what you want. And yeah. So, Lakeisha, the other thing it brings to mind is one of the things that when I'm working with my clients, I help them to understand how do they take in new information and process it the best.
Right.
Not everybody process information the same way. Some people want to read it. I don't care how much I say it to them. If they can't read it, they're not going to retain it.
Exactly.
You know, and some people want to hear it. No matter how many reports I give them, it's not going to matter to them because they don't comprehend it that way.
Right.
And then some people want to actually engage in the conversation, two-way conversation, so they can tell you what their understanding is.
Exactly.
And it's not just adults, believe it or not. Our children are the same way.
Yes, that's true. I mean, I have two. And they're grown, but I have to, you know, deal with them differently when it comes to giving information or giving things that I want done. You know, my daughter, I could say, hey, you know, I need you to do this, this, and this, and she's going to do it and may go a little bit over. My son, he needs a text. He needs a reminder. He needs an infographic.
But you got it. You understand them individually.
Yes. Yes. And what I learned early on from my grandmother was you don't fault people for how they learn and understand.
Thank you. That is so true.
Yeah. We can't make people feel like they're wrong because they understand it differently. They're two different individuals, very smart, intelligent, but one just needs something more than the other one. And that's just right. How I have to do that. That's just how I have to deal with that.
Yep, and that's called situational leadership.
Yes, and it's so, so important. I have certainly enjoyed talking with you, Ms. Maxine. You have a wealth of knowledge that we need right now in this whole, you know, pandemic where so many people have lost jobs, so many people are having to re-enter the workplace or the workforce, and they don't know, you know, how to do it. But you have this awesome Facebook group that they can definitely get in.
Yes.
And get, you know, acclimated to. So how can they connect with you?
Well, they can connect with me on LinkedIn, you know, Maxine Pearl Phillips McCoy. They can connect with me on Facebook. We got GAMS Unlimited. And they can connect with the private Facebook group. It's called HR Career Strategies and Resume Tips.
Great.
And then, of course, my website is www.GAMS, G-A-M-M-S, unlimited.com. And if you were to link with me on the website, you get an ebook. And the ebook is about helping you to understand how to journal, when to journal, the way to journal, why to journal, and the benefits of journaling.
That's awesome. Okay, listeners, I know y'all better be hitting their website up, because especially in this time too, I think I have, since the pandemic started, I think I am on journal number 6.
Okay.
Honestly, I have, because I think sometimes people feel like, oh, well, you know, you seem happy, or you seem like you have it. No, there are days where I'm just like, Lord, there is a pandemic out there. It's scary. And I have to give it to him, but I also have to get it out through, you know, journaling. And it really, really helps me. I think one of my friends told me she was on number 11. Number 11. She was like, she uses the composition notebooks. And she was like, oh my gosh, like I'm on number 11 right now. I said, well, okay, girl, long as it helps you. That's all that it is. So we really appreciate you joining us today. Definitely, we're going to stay connected, because I love, love, love how empowering you are to help us, you know, get our stuff together.
Well, that's what I do. That's what I love to do, is being able to help. It's about paying it forward. It's about using the gifts and the abilities that I was given at birth to help others to discover what they have received as well. And I thank you for what you do to help the business owners and to help us be able to get our message out to the world. Because without individuals like yourself, it's impossible for me to become noticed, you know, let people know what I do, how I do it, the way I do it, and why I do it. Why is what's critical for me, because I love people.
Yes, it's so, so important. So thank you again for joining us. I certainly look forward to talking to you in the near future.
Same here.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to The Convo. I hope you enjoyed the show. Be sure to subscribe on Anchor or Apple Podcasts.